Is it true you can't use aggravate to mean irritate or annoy or bother? That's a pretty popular view and definitely one you should take into consideration. Language experts trace this idea back to 1870, when a book called Words and Their Uses, Past and Present, by Richard Grant White, proclaimed that using aggravate to mean irritate is, quote, ignorant and thoughtless. Aggravate, White believed, meant to make something worse, the way certain foods might aggravate a medical condition. Irritate, he believed, was the only way to go when you were talking about something that was annoying or vexing or rubbed you the wrong way. The idea caught on with another self-appointed language czar, Ambrose Bierce, who added that, quote, women are singularly prone to misuse of this word. That idea caught on, too, with H.W. Fowler writing nearly 20 years later that aggravate to mean irritate, quote, should be left to the uneducated. It is, for the most part, a feminine or childish colloquialism. Now, Herman Melville, Charles Dickens, Lewis Carroll, and Mark Twain might beg to differ. They were all using aggravate to mean irritate or annoy years before clowns like White and Bierce decided that the use had been wrong all along. And that, in a nutshell, is how about 99% of the language prohibitions you hear come into being. Someone with a bully pulpit decided it didn't make sense, and then bullied others into believing this was the law. In truth, the word aggravate is rooted in the Latin word aggravare, which means to make heavier. So you could certainly argue that it's rooted more in the meaning of to make worse than in the meaning to annoy or irritate. But on the other hand, when you think about the words aggravation and aggravating, they just don't work unless we allow the condemned usage of aggravate. Pretty much no one uses the word aggravation to describe a state of being amplified, as in, her medical condition underwent a marked aggravation. And the modifier aggravating simply doesn't exist in the sense that the sticklers would insist on. That is, an aggravating day always means an annoying or irritating day, and never a day that grew bigger. When I want a word that means annoy, I actually do prefer irritate to aggravate. It's more specific, and it carries a strong connotation of itching or stinging. But to me, there's nothing more irritating than the people who pretend they're the ones who get to decide how everyone else should talk.